It was a stunning political comeback in Brazil's presidential election yesterday. Former president and left-wing candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, known as Lula, overcame incumbent right-wing populist Jair Bolsonaro. But Lula's margin of victory is slim, and many are concerned that Bolsonaro may refuse to concede. Mac Margolis is a columnist for our editorial partners at The Washington Post and a longtime foreign correspondent in Rio de Janeiro. He joins me now. Mac, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So Lula didn't win by much, just under 2 percentage points. What was the scene like when the result was announced last night?
Well, the scene when he finally won and was confirmed was a combination of carnival and a World Cup victory. It was incredibly moving.
Brazilians know how to celebrate. Yet there's still no concession from Bolsonaro. In fact, Bolsonaro hasn't said anything. How much of a problem could that be? Could it change the result?
It's a problem, yes, although it's one that has been priced in for some time now, given the rancorous campaign and the tensions within government and between the two campaigns. I don't expect it to affect the Brazilian transition, except perhaps, you know, Bolsonaro can create obstacles. He can perhaps withhold information from the transition team, but I don't think we're going to see a January 6th type scenario, because okay, Bolsonaro has the teeth for insurrection, but he doesn't have the stomach or the institutional backing.
And what about his supporters? I mean, I'm wondering what the atmosphere is like now. They're probably waiting to hear from him.
I'm sure they are. And judging by last night, his supporters were weeping. They were on their knees and basically in despair about an outcome that apparently they did not anticipate and were not prepared for. So they're not going to take this too easily.
Well, let's talk about Lula, the victor. He was previously the president from 2003 to 2010, but then he ended up in prison on corruption charges. Tell us how he's now back here, about to be the president again.
Well, as you said, it's a remarkable comeback and reinvention, really. He was 2 years ago, he was in jail on corruption charges that really took him out of the political picture, really would have ended his political career because of multiple corruption charges. All of a sudden, that changed with the scrutiny that was brought upon the corruption investigation, which targeted him and for which he was the biggest trophy. The judge in that case, the lead judge, there were many judges, but the lead judge who overheard that case, Sergio Moro, was found to be suspect, found to be biased. They also had some technical issues. The Supreme Court, going back and forth several times, changed its mind, and they decided on a couple rulings that benefited Lula. And so, lo and behold, in 2019, he was out of jail, rehabilitated, and basically the front runner since then for this election.
Okay, and so really quickly, some of the issues and positions that propelled him back to power, just give us a quick bullet point list.
Well, perhaps Lula got his biggest boost from Bolsonaro himself. Bolsonaro's mismanagement of the pandemic was, it's now a world headline. Brazil suffered, as you know, the highest number of pandemic deaths after the United States. Vaccines took months to get here, and the people who the government might have saved something like 45,000 lives had they gotten the vaccines on time. He also had been a very chaotic economic administrator, although he was elected as an economic liberal, that is a free market liberal. So he's been anything of the sort.
Yeah, and I just want to ask you quickly, because Lula from the Workers' Party, a leftist, progressive policies, this throws Brazil squarely in line with many other Latin American countries moving to the left. What do you think it bodes, we only have 10 seconds, for the region as a whole?
I don't think this is a victory for the left. I think this was a victory against an incumbent who just did not make it. So I don't think we're going to see another pink tide here. Just a reaction.
Okay. Washington Post's Mac Margolis joining us. Thank you so much for your time.
Sure thing. Bye-bye now.